Welcome back to the Rewind That Tape podcast. I'm Jay Probst, and today we're here with another daily recap
video. Welcome back to the Rewind That Tape
podcast. I know what you guys might be thinking. Another solo day with Probst, and
with another daily recap.
I don't really like to think about it like that. I like to think about it as a
blessing. I know what you guys might be thinking. Another solo day with
Probst. I get to solo these podcasts,
and you guys just get to listen.
And I like to think about it as a blessing.
Hopefully enjoy,
My voice solo these podcasts 10 minutes.
You guys just get to listen,
and we're just gonna talk some sports right now. So
my hop on and listen straight for 10
All right,
10
so
minutes.
Starting off the day,
we're just gonna talk some sports right
NBA
now.
Transfers.
So hop on and let's listen.
NBA trades.
All right,
I mean,
so
not official,
day,
not
we,
official, nothing
we
official.
Got some crazy NBA transfers.
It's in the works.
NBA trades.
I mean,
you already know.
Not official, not official, nothing official.
But
it's
NBA free agency is a.
You already know
crazy time, and it starts.
You guys are gonna be able to free agency
on Friday.
Crazy
free agency negotiation period will start.
You guys
Friday 6 p.m. Eastern time. Deals can be officially
free agency negotiation period
July
Friday 6 p.m. Eastern time.
We're about to be there. We're getting close,
and
you can tell.
July
Woj Shams third.
So we're
about to be
their
time,
and
they are not
disappointed
because we are getting all that juicy news.
First off,
this is
the juiciest news
probably
is
because we are getting all that juicy news.
James Harden,
first off, this is the juiciest news probably.
Houston legend is picking up his $35.6 million option.
76
point guard.
Both sides, Sixers
and Harden, are exploring
trade options.
$1 million option.
So yeah.
He is expected
and
not to be playing in a Philadelphia 76ers
and
uniform next year.
Sporting trade options.
And
so yeah,
he is expected not to be playing
did
in
that
a Philadelphia
because no other team was willing to pay him $35.6 million a year.
If you guys don't
and
know,
so
he probably
this was
did that
his best option
because
that's
no
a
other
little
team
sign
was
and
willing
trade.
To pay him $35.6 million
Philadelphia gets something
year,
and Harden
and
gets
so
the bag.
This was
so
his best option
a little
for both
sign
of those
trade.
Sides is probably a good agreement.
Philadelphia gets something
if you're looking at
the
Rockets team
that
probably could have signed him.
For
it's
both of those sides,
it's
probably
a good agreement.
He's really listed in one. They aren't really listed as a
team
that
probably
the major team.
It's not a good agreement.
It looks
he's
like
the
LA Clippers are emerging as the top team to trade for Harden.
Looks
and
like
you know they're trying
LA
to get him back to LA.
Emerging
a little
as the top
team
to trade
for Harden.
Hometown action
and
you know
they like
you
to
know
they're trying to get him back to LA.
Westbrook,
little hometown.
That actually might.
That might
hometown
be an interesting,
action,
as you know,
they
like
combo
to
together
because
you know
they played
Westbrook.
In Houston. You know Russ can't shoot.
That actually might.
That might
be an interesting combo together.
That would be very interesting.
You know they played in
Russ Harden.
You know Russ
they could lock it down because
but
you know Russ is going to bring that energy. Every
that would be very
night.
Interesting.
James not so much.
Russ Harden,
but they could lock it down.
Pick each other up.
You know Russ
pick up the
gonna
slack.
Bring that energy.
James doesn't really play defense
so much.
Russ can play defense.
They can.
James can shoot the lights out.
Pick up the slack.
At all.
James doesn't really play defense.
And so
Russ
I think that's
defense.
A really balanced
James can shoot the lights
have
out
there.
Russ
if you're the Clippers,
at all.
If you can get Russ
and
on that.
So I think that's a really balanced
hometown discount.
And
if you're
James,
the Clippers,
if you can get
and then you have Paul
Russ
George
on that.
Kawhi, obviously. You have Zubats,
hometown
which
discount.
Is,
and if
you're looking
James,
at it, pretty good.
And then you have
pretty
Paul
good starting
George
lineup.
Kawhi, obviously.
If
you have Zubats, which is that's
and
that's a lineup that
pretty good.
I mean, we all thought Kawhi and PG was enough, but then they go and get injured for like three straight years. So
that's a
lineup
that
needs something else.
I mean, we all thought Kawhi and PG
can really give you that conventional.
I wouldn't say conventional.
Years, but
so
he can give you that point guard, especially
and
he's proven that in Philadelphia
that
and Brooklyn that he can play that point guard. He
doesn't have
to
score
40
give you that
a night,
point guard, especially
even though he still
he's
can.
He's proven that in Philadelphia and
as
Brooklyn,
we saw in the
he
playoffs,
can play
he
that
can
still
point
score
40
he doesn't have to
even
score 40
and
also disappear.
Even though he still,
but that's
can.
Why you have Kawhi and PG.
As we saw in the playoffs, he can still score 40 and
talking about
he can also
stacked,
disappear.
But that's why you have Kawhi
starting fives
mainly.
The other big news
talking
that,
about
stack
that's been kind of blowing up NBA
starting
Twitter,
fives
is that Kyrie Irving
news
is planning
that,
on.
That's been
kind of blowing
up NBA
with
Twitter.
The Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix
Suns
is planning on.
So Dallas Mavs,
free
that's pretty
agent
self-explanatory.
With
they obviously
the Dallas
keep
Mavericks
him.
And
they
the
invested
Phoenix
all
Suns.
That capital into him.
So Dallas
they,
Mavs,
they've been making a few good moves.
Sean Holmes, solid move.
They invested
Isaiah
all
Lively,
capital into
I
him.
Think he's,
That's a solid center rotation. And then Holmes, I heard they're signing Andre moves. Drummond. So Isaiah Lively. Like
they're not making bad moves.
And they might, that's a solid might be signing center Bruce rotation. Brown, and then I heard they're signing Dallas Andre one Drummond. Of the teams so, interested. So,
if you look at it, they're not making bad
all
moves.
All in all, those are some pretty solid moves. But you need Bruce to get Brown Kyrie. You can't be having Luka do that one star show anymore. Because he needs another star.
All in all, those are some pretty solid moves. But you need to get Kyrie.
You can't be having Luka do that one star show.
You need a better coach.
Because he needs another star. And it's not going to be Chris Stapps towards the end.
Regarding that other team,
you need Kyrie. And you need a better coach.
Kyrie
need a better
to coach. Phoenix Suns. That's what's kind of been blowing up on Twitter right now.
Regarding that other team, though.
Especially after that Bradley Beal trade.
Kyrie to Phoenix Suns. That's what's kind of been blowing heads up are on turning Twitter right now.
That lineup that would be Beal trade.
That lineup would be straight
AIDS, up dangerous. Some heads are turning. If you don't know it off the top of your head, let me run it down for you.
That
you
don't know it off the top of your head.
You got Kyrie running point.
Arguably the best ball handler of our generation of all time.
You got Kyrie running the point.
You have Bradley Beal,
one of the best,
and Devin Booker on the wing.
Arguably the best ball handler of our generation.
Best scorers in the game right now.
You have Bradley Beal,
perennial all stars,
and Devin Booker on the wings.
Two of the best scorers in the
forward spot. You got Kevin Durant,
both perennial all stars,
top five player right now.
And 7 foot wing who can basically shoot over
you got
anyone,
Kevin Durant,
dribble anywhere,
top five basically right now.
And at center you have DeAndre,
basically shoot over anyone,
the former number one overall pick.
And he's basically
Luka Doncic,
and at center you have DeAndre,
pick before Trae Young,
the former number one overall.
So yeah,
he's pretty good too.
Luka Doncic,
he's not as good as Luka. He's not
as good as Trae,
but he's a solid Trae Young.
I'll give him that.
So yeah, he's pretty good too.
But, he's not as good as Luka.
Everyone
as
else is pretty
as
good.
As good as
Trae. And that is he's a scary solid center.
I'll give him that.
Five. Scary. Scary.
He's not that good.
Scary but, starting five.
Everyone else is
very scary.
And that is a scary starting
that,
five.
That
scary.
Team.
Scary. If you, scary starting five.
If they had, if
very
they
scary.
Get Kyrie, that team, if man, if they had.
Who else is competing with them,
Kyrie?
Who else is competing with that team?
Man, no, there's no other team that has defensive potential with them, to do that. And the only other team that I could think about would be the Clippers if they signed James Harden.
No, there's no other team that has defensive
you're
potential
possibly
to do that.
Talking about
the only other two guys that
think
can
about
stop D-Book
would be the Clippers
and,
if they signed James Harden.
And KD.
Because then
did that.
You're possibly talking about
KD was
two guys that can stop
that.
D-Book and
with the Raptors.
And KD.
But yeah, that is a scary, scary lineup
to that
with the Raptors.
You never know.
Yeah,
it's
that,
with him.
That is
I don't know.
Scary,
he might go back to Dallas. He might retire
lineup.
From basketball.
He might go to the Lakers.
But you never
Lakers
know.
Don't want him,
with
so
him, I don't know. He might go back to Dallas.
He might retire
from
basketball.
He might go to the Lakers. But the Lakers.
Yeah,
don't want
I think
him, so.
I think that's going to Phoenix would just.
I don't even know
be
why I said that.
Scary, but at the same time.
Yeah,
I think
Kyrie's
going
to
Phoenix.
Does he
want to
be on a bandwagon? Basically,
scary, but at the same time.
Or does he
want to
play Luka?
You have to think
I don't want to play with Luka
in Kyrie's mind.
And does
bandwagon
does
not
seem
bandwagon,
like the kind
basically.
Of
or does he want to play with
player
Luka?
That he is? He doesn't
I don't
seem,
want to play with
I mean he went to Brooklyn.
And
but,
bandwagon does not seem
just,
like the
kind of the vibe
player
that
he
like
is.
That. I don't
he doesn't
feel like
seem, he
I mean he went to Brooklyn
Phoenix,
but I don't think they have good vibes.
Just
not saying that they don't not saying
like
the city doesn't
like you want to go to
him going to that team wouldn't give off good vibes.
Not saying that they don't. Not saying the city doesn't.
But
yeah,
I think
just him
that,
going to that.
If
team
if he does, it
would
it would
give
be scary.
I think if James Harden gets traded to the
yeah, I think that
to the Clippers.
If he does, it
that would
be
scary
as well.
As well,
I think
and
if
the
James
West would
Harden
be very scary.
I would be very scared of
being a team in the West.
Like
that
the
Houston Rockets
well,
as well,
and the West
trust,
would be very scary. I would be
plan.
Very scared of
they're making the play.
Being a team
easily,
in the West,
easily.
Like
once
the
you
Houston
get
Rockets,
Brooke Lopez, it's over. You guys are
we
done.
Trust.
We trust.
But
the play.
Moving on to
they're
some
the play.
Other
easily,
sports,
easily. Once we get Brooke Lopez
in baseball,
over,
you know,
you guys are done.
Gotta give a little shout out to my Houston Astros.
Moving on,
14-0 victory over the
in baseball, you know.
Got to give
God,
a little St. shout
Louis
out to Cardinals,
my
14-0
you already know,
victory over the.
Let's see.
Hey, we had
my
a
God,
couple
St.
home runs.
Cardinals,
Alex Bregman, Kyle Tucker.
You already know
a few.
Let's see.
And
man,
hey,
we
Kyle
had
Tucker,
a couple
two
home
hits,
runs.
Alex
five
Bregman,
RBIs,
Kyle Tucker,
one home run. That
a few.
That is a solid,
and
solid at
man,
night.
Kyle Tucker, two hits, five RBIs, one home run. That is a solid, solid at night. And yeah, it's also always a good day when the Rangers lose. So they lost 8-5 to the Detroit Tigers. So yeah, that's basically that's basically all we have today. I'm not going to mention that the Yankees won because the Yankees suck. I do not like the Yankees. But yeah, moving on to some, you know, we kind of like to end these podcasts with a little soccer drama because, you know, Fabrizio's got us. Transfer market has been absolutely wild. But yeah, we just got in today that Manchester United agreed. Here we go. Signing Mason Mount for £60 million from Chelsea. This guy was a Chelsea through and through, grew up through academy. And hopefully the Mickey Mouse allegations do not continue and do not follow him to Manchester. But he was a solid player. And Chelsea, they're clearing ship right now. They've spent a lot of money, but now they're getting a lot of money back. So hey, whatever works. If you can sell Kai Havertz for $65 million, and if you can sell Kalidou Koulibaly for about $20 to $30 million, then you do that. But yeah, that's basically the major gossip in soccer right now. But yeah, that wraps up our podcast today. Thank y'all so much for watching again. We post daily, so make sure to come check us out daily because we got your quick sports fix. And make sure to check out all of our social medias, Instagram, Twitter. Really, I mean, you guys have heard me say this before, but wherever you are, we are as well. So just make sure to hit that little search button, type in Rewind That Tape. We'll probably be there. Yeah, so thank you all so much for watching again, and peace.